What are some of the clinical research reports that have come out in the last couple of years that you think are important for radiation oncologists and urologists to know about?
Well, I think still some of the most important things that we have seen in radiation therapy in general have been the RTOG studies, also some prospective randomized studies that look at the use of hormone therapy and external beam radiation therapy. And so to me, some of the most important trials now that we have, they're published, are RTOG 9202 and the EORTC trial, which looked at long-term hormone therapy for high-risk patients. And when you really look at all of the RTOG trials, the RTOG 9210, which used 2 years of hormone therapy with external beam radiation therapy, that result really shows the best biochemical control rates for high-risk patients. So in my opinion, I think it's really saying something that really can perhaps treat microscopic metastatic disease in many of these high-risk patients with long-term hormone therapy. So I'm excited by that, and we're looking in our own data set to kind of combine our very, very high-risk patients with a combined approach using our very successful approach of an implant and external beam, but trying to combine it with longer-term hormone therapy, kind of extrapolating from the very positive outcomes from both the RTOG and the EORTC trials.